Good morning, Glory and Peace Church. Good to see everyone this morning. Welcome to those who are new. Let's just stand. Let's just welcome the Holy Spirit into this place. Hallelujah. Just lift your hands up to God. We worship you, Father, this morning. worship you, Lord. Do you worship him? Hallelujah. He's an awesome God. Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Darkness tries to hide. And darkness tries to hide. Oh, it trembles, trembles at his voice. It trembles at his voice. You sing, how great. How great is
We say, no matter what we say, there are no words to match up with your greatness. You are so great, so awesome, so magnificent, so beyond description. When we cannot even describe the things that you have created, the awesomeness of them, how can we describe and ascribe to you the praise that is due you? At the very best of praises, of worship, of adoration, it doesn't match. But you accept it. You accept it just like a father accepts the little that the little child does. And is enamored by it. So Lord, oh God, you look at us and say, oh, isn't that cute? Look at how they are saying it. Father, just receive our worship, our adoration, our expressions of thanksgiving. Qualify it as good enough. Well, we know that we need more grace, more of whatever it is that we need to be able to worship you. It's going to take all eternity, and yet we will not match up. But help us, oh God, to be better day after day, to worship better, to adore you better, to glorify you better. Cleanse us, O God, today from all sin, from all unrighteousness. And in your loving kindness, thank you, Lord, for the access granted us. We come and we worship you in spirit and in truth. Be exalted, King of kings and Lord of lords. And let your praise continually be in our mouths. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we call it so done. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, worship team. We're looking forward to having you guys, all the team tonight. I know we might be missing one person, but the rest of you, praise the Lord. Amen. We're going to celebrate tonight. Tonight is Tehillah night. I want to encourage every one of you to make certain that you come. Let us dance before the Lord. Amen. You know, the Bible tells us that David danced so vigorously before the Lord. And I won't say the rest of it, but you know already because you read it. But the Bible says the wife was looking out the window and saying, "What is this guy doing? Doesn't he know that he's a king and he shouldn't be acting that crazy?" And the Bible says God immediately cause her to be barren. When we don't praise God, we establish barrenness in our lives. You will not be barren. You'll be fruitful all of your days. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Someone say, I am fruitful. I am blessed. And I'm experiencing supernatural increase. Because God is multiplying me. God is enlarging me. God is increasing me. God is promoting and elevating me. Because I glorify Him. Amen. Praise the Lord. There are certain keys to certain things. I was thinking about that this morning when I left here and went back home, was getting ready. I was thinking about keys. Keys are not very big compared to the doors that they open. But if you don't have the key, the door doesn't open. And praise and worship is the key. Amen? This is how you enter. So, well, Pastor, doesn't the Word of God say it is by the blood of Jesus that we have access? Yes, 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 yes. But before the blood, your praise. You enter into His gates with thanksgiving, into His courts with praise. That's how you enter. And when you enter, then you begin to appreciate the deeper levels of the things of God. Amen? The Bible says we enter with what? Thanksgiving. You know why you enter with thanksgiving? You enter with thanksgiving because thanksgiving is your greatest expression of faith. Let me say that again. Thanksgiving is your greatest expression of faith. I'll say it a third time. Thanksgiving is your greatest expression of faith. When you give God thanks before He has even done anything, you are saying, God, I know that You are a good God. Amen? And tonight we're going to have Tehillah night. Glory be to God. It is Tehillah is the Hebrew word for praise, and it also can be translated glory. So we're going to have a glorious praise night tonight. We're going to lift up holy hands before the living God. Amen? Hallelujah. And that's a lead on to the Good God Conference. I want them to play a quick video for us on the Good God Conference. This is a conference starting this Friday coming. You don't want to miss it. And we're going to have a great man of God. Oh, my. This man is such a blessing. And he's going to be with us for this particular conference. Hallelujah. I want you to just watch this quick video. Something is happening in the back there. That should not be happening. I don't know why it's happening, but it will come together. Glory be to God. Amen. What about it? It is the greatest expression. Yes. Okay. It's coming. It's coming. They have to do a lot of stuff up there. Things are talking to each other. And one computer talking to another computer and on because we are on different platforms. So sometimes things don't just happen as quickly as you would like it. Hallelujah. Those who are watching on YouTube got a better picture of it than you guys in here, but it's okay. Hallelujah. God is good. During this Good God Conference, don't just come to a service, please. Get it locked in your spirit. What that means, good God, what does it mean to you? How is that going to be expressed in your life? Hallelujah. Come with expectation. And tonight we're going to start already. Actually, we're going to start this morning because there's going to be a triumphant entry into your destiny. Hallelujah. Get ready. God is opening so many situations for us by design. By the time you get to the end of 2021, I guarantee you, you'll be so different. Hallelujah. You are moving at supersonic speeds. Glory be to God. God is investing so much inside of you right now. You are going to be so corrosive, acidic to the devil. Once you start coming, he will start running. Because he knows he's going to get burnt up. You just... Hallelujah. You're so wound up in the Holy Ghost that he cannot handle you. Somebody say, the devil cannot handle me. I am dangerous. I am acidic. Corrosive. I'll burn him up. I'm on fire. Glory be to God. Anyway, let Mama come and lead us in deeper into our time of intercession this morning. And then I'm going to come with a word from the Father to us. And be ready for Tehillah night tonight. Amen? Hallelujah.
God day, everybody.
God day.
Praise the Lord forevermore.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Say your hallelujah so it will anoint the devil to just leave you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sometimes you just got to praise God so that the enemy will be just so annoyed with you and say, I'm out of here. Say, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, naturally, I'm not a dancer. I'm just black. That's what I tell people. So, but I'm going to start learning how to dance so I can really dance unto the Lord. So praise the Lord. I'll just wait for Brother Ibukun's wife to, after she has the baby, so she can move. She moves her tiny little body, even with pregnancy. So praise the Lord. The other person who's a good dancer in this church is Brother Moses. He can move his body. My daughter can really dance. Actually, dance very well. You think she was born in Africa? I don't know. You used to. Hey! Okay, Papa Lolo can dance too. So praise the Lord. That's what the grandkids call him, Papa Lolo. The little one says, whoa, whoa. So praise God. Hallelujah. Well, it's good to be in the house of the Lord. Let's pray for our little people. You know, their body is small, but they have a full God inside them. So praise the Lord. Father, we thank you for all God's children, from 120 plus to zero. Those in seed form, those in the womb, because generations to come, till Jesus come, biological, spiritual, partners, everyone who loved the name of the Lord, minister grace to them. Those hearing the sound of my voice, every one of them, they are your children. Thank you for saving we and our entire household, protecting your children. The diseases and the problem of this world is not their portion. In the mighty name of Jesus, they walk in faith and in victory. They walk in success and in strength. They walk in the goodness of God. Thank you, Lord, that everyone excel in the name of Jesus. We give you praise, O God. Thank you for the precious blood of Jesus Christ that covers every one of them. The gates of hell will not prevail against the church of God. Will not prevail against our children in the mighty name of Jesus. Success and victory and divine health is their portion in Jesus' mighty name. As they go to their classes, go before and behind them. Strengthen them and bless their teachers. Anoint their teachers, O God, that the word of the Lord will flow through them. As they break down the word they've already heard in the messages in the sanctuary to the children, that the children will have the spirit of understanding to get it in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Okay, teachers and little people, as you go quietly. We are still praying. So let us continue to reverence God. The rest of you, hallelujah. Father, we thank you, God, for your presence. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Spirit of the living God. Spirit of wisdom. Spirit of knowledge. Spirit of understanding. Spirit of counsel. Spirit of might. Spirit of the fear of the Lord. And all your spirit, which is your holy word. We receive and welcome you into our hearts, into our church, into our homes, families, streets, city, nation, in the name of Jesus, and everything you have blessed us with, our businesses, our jobs, and our families. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. All right, we got a little bit of scripture to read. So Mark 11, everybody knows Mark 11. They just run straight to verse 22 to 24 all the time. But it is more than that. Say, praise the Lord. If you say to this mountain, everybody knows that scripture. If you've been saved for a few weeks or few months, you know that. But it didn't start from then. So Mark 11, we're going to start reading from verse 1. I think there are 33 verses. But I'll read up to where I can. If I'm able to finish it, we'll do. But if not, you finish it at home. All right? Mark 11, everybody should be there. Mark 11, let's start reading. And when they came nigh to Jerusalem, unto Bethage and Bethany, at the Mount of Olives, he sendeth forth two of his disciples. Well, me and Apostle have been to Mount of Olives many times. We've gone through that pathway where he walked through so many times. You know, Jesus and the disciples, they were a very strong bunch. Because when we are climbing, we hold rails and we walk, and then you have to be careful. But I bet they were just running up the mountain and walking fast. So praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And if you're not careful when you walk through that path, you can just go flying down. So, but we take our time. You know, you got to have your system going. I normally go sideways climbing down like this. Because when you go like this, it's very hard on your knees. So if you do sideways, so when, that's a free tip for you. When you're going down the mountain, sideways is easier. Most people enter the field, say, my knee hurts. No, there is faith and there's foolishness and there is wisdom. So praise the Lord. All right, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, yeah, the Hamans have gone through that there too, so praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I think Pat and Paul many years ago too, so a few people from the church. You know, because of COVID, some of you wanted to go. We will still go. Amen? So I hope you've saved more money now by now. Say amen. Savings is good. Debt is not good. Say savings is good. This is the time you say amen. So you will always have savings. You know, some of you are not still quick. You're always depending on what you can earn. My God shall supply all, not some need, all my need, according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. That is where I camp myself. Say amen. Say amen. Yes, that's my source. Verse 2, and said unto them, go your way into the village over against you. And as soon as you be entered into it, you shall find a colt tied, whereon never man sat. Loose him and bring him. Hallelujah. May God grant us supernatural sight. Jesus wasn't there, but he can see the colt. There was no CNN television. He can see exactly where it was. Somebody shout hallelujah. There is a supernatural sight inside you. May God open that sight so you can see exactly where it is. Not in that village. He saw exactly what's going on in that town and where the cult is and the one that has never been touched. This is the God you serve today. May God open your eyes to see. Lord, open my eyes to see clearly. Say amen. And if any man say unto you, why do ye this? Say ye that the Lord had need of him, and straightway he will send him hither. Say amen. May God have a need of you. He doesn't need donkeys to ride now, but he needs you. So may God grant you the ability to be part of those he's going to use in these last days. Say amen. Say amen like you mean it. And they went their way and found the colt tied by the door without in a place where two ways met, and they loosed him. And certain of them that stood there said unto them, what do ye? Losing the colt, and they said unto them, even as Jesus had commanded, and they let them go. Somebody shout hallelujah. Even when you go to a place where God has sent you, the solution and what to say, the utterance, he will provide it for you before you get there. Say amen. So if you don't know anything at your workplace, God will show you answers. Say amen. He knows every detail. He knew somebody's going to be there to ask the question, what are you doing? Where are you taking this? He gave them the answer. Not other words, exactly what to say. May God give you answers. May you say exactly what you need to say. In the name of Jesus. Well, I thought this was called prayer time. We're praying already. The most powerful prayer you can pray in your life is always the word. The word is quick. I like quick things. I really hate slow poke. So I like quick. quick. He comes for the quick and the dead. So I'm part of the quick. I'm not dead. Somebody shout hallelujah. The word is quick, sharper than any two-edged sword. It's discerner of thoughts. The word has discerned the thoughts of what's going to happen in the village, what's going to happen to the man, what they're going to do, and everything else, and the solution provided. Somebody shout hallelujah. Glorious God. I serve a living God. Verse 7, and they brought the colt to Jesus and cast their garments on him, and he sat upon him. And many spread their garments in the way, and others cut down branches of the trees and strewed them in the way. And they that went before and they that followed cried, saying, Hosanna! Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. You know, that's one of the powerful words you can say in your life. Jesus said, I will not come until you cry. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. When it's called, this is the day, Psalm 118 says 24, it says, this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. He said, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. That scripture is being fulfilled right here. And we are going to say it too. So I give you one more opportunity. Hosanna! Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. May he come for you and your household. In the name of Jesus, may he come for your prayer request and answer you. Blessed be the kingdom of our father David that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Hallelujah. And Jesus entered into Jerusalem and into the temple. And when he had looked round about upon all things, and now the eventide was come, he went out unto Bethany with the 12. And on the morrow, the next day, when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry. And seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves, he came, if haply he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet. Verse 14. And Jesus answered and said unto it, no man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And his disciples heard it. Somebody say amen. Things that are affecting your life that don't want to make sure you enjoy the goodness of God, the benefits of God, sickness, disease, problem, and all of that, you need to say no man eat of you hereafter. That means they die. That sickness cannot produce any more in your body. That poverty cannot produce any more in your home. That lack cannot produce any more in your family. The things that God has commanded to be a blessing to you that are refusing to produce, they cannot eat anymore. We cannot eat out of them anymore. In the name of Jesus. How did we start this scripture this morning? Jesus knew where the colt is, sent the disciples, the one that no man has ever ridden on, the colt obey. The colt that's never been ridden can kick because it's not been tamed, but it obeyed. Hallelujah. Here's the fig tree that Jesus already knew that it can produce the fruit immediately, even though it's not seasoned. Because the master of all season has showed up. Somebody shout hallelujah. It refused. Nothing, anything that wants to refuse your destiny. Nothing in my life can ever eat out of it again. In the name of Jesus. See, and his disciples heard it. And they come to Jerusalem. And Jesus went into the temple and began to cast out them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves. I'll tell you, manipulation in the house of God and trying to be cunning and trying to be doing all kinds of things, you and your problem are going to be thrown out. It's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Don't go to a church and because you want to take things. Be there to serve God. Say amen. Be there because you love God. Be for people because you love people. Not manipulation on how you're going to do things for yourself. They were going to the house of God, but they were not there for the house of God. They were there for how they can make money. May God deliver every one of us. In the name of Jesus. Jesus, we throw those mess out. May he throw it out of this ministry. In the name of Jesus. May he throw it out of your business. You have staff that come to work for you and they are not there for you, but they want to learn what you have so they can start their own business and scatter what you have. May God throw them out of your business. May he throw them out of our church. In the name of Jesus. Whatever it is, may God throw those type of evil out. It's time to clean house. Jesus, clean the house. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 16. And would not suffer that any man should carry any vessel through the temple. Can you imagine? Like we're just reading the word of God right now. You just have people selling their... What do people sell? Makeup sellers. Grocery sellers. Clothes sellers. Shoe sellers. House sellers. Real estate people. Just come to church, sit in church like this. You don't have a house? I'm here to sell you a house. That's not what the house of God is. Yes, God will bless your business, but that's not why you came. You have an appointment with God and with your destiny. Say amen. Say amen. Does God encourage business? Yes, God is a businessman. He sold one son so he can get what? All of us. Say amen. That's profit. Somebody shout hallelujah. The Bible said in the king's business, do what? Make haste. So God is a businessman. Say amen. He's in the business of people. Hallelujah. He's in the business of supply. My God, I just quoted it. My God shall supply all your need. So there is a demand. The need is a demand. Demand and supply. God is an economist. Somebody shout hallelujah. But there's a place for everything. The house of God, he's the king of glory. We came, we say, thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever and ever. When you come to church and that's the time you want to visit people, you got the wrong time. Wait till after service. Say amen. Some of you come to church, the entrance there, that is your chatterboard. Even before you say hello to God, you have talked and talked so many things out of the way. After the service, you have free time. I don't encourage chatting here. Always do it in the foyer. Say amen. Say amen. I'm saying a quiet amen. Yours should be louder than mine. Say amen. You don't like Jesus throwing stuff away and weeping and throwing things away this morning. Say he loves me. Look, we are going to a place. There will be no sin or polka dot of any problem entering heaven. We are all going to the same place. My destination is the place of glory. 120 years plus on earth is like nothing. You don't really have to die. That's what the word of God says. Say, what is it to you if some of you here will not die? You know, the disciples, the one Jesus says, some of you here will not see death. Say amen. You know why we want to die? We say the friends we grew up with, they all died. So who's going to be my playmate? Well, make friends with younger generations all the time. Always have young people as your friends. They'll teach you new languages that you never knew. And if you're saying it wrong, they will correct you. They say, we don't say that anymore. That's old school. We like some old school. Somebody shout hallelujah. If you sing some old school songs, now they don't even know what you're talking about. So praise the Lord. I guess each generation is always funny. I used to wonder how people used to sing. You know, you used to hear some of those old hymns, the way they used to sing them. That is not foreign to this generation. They don't know anything about that. And you see all the old, that's how we catch how old you are. You just see them smiling and enjoying those hymns. And the young people say, put some beats in there, please. Stop dragging that song. All right, verse 17. Somebody shout hallelujah. You're going to live forever with the King of Glory. You will not be looking for him in your imagination and saying, when will I see you? You are going to sit at the table and really eat with him. Jesus says, I will not take of this anymore until the marriage feast. Somebody shout hallelujah. You're going to have communion with him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Do everything it takes to make it. Say amen. All right. I don't think I'm going to finish it. So let me read a little bit more, and then you need to finish. And he taught, saying, verse 17, unto them, is it not written, my house shall be called of all nations the house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. Wow. May you not fall into that trap. May you not be somebody who use people. May you be somebody who bless people in the name of Jesus. When you are using people, you are part of the den of thieves. I'm not part of that in Jesus' name. Verse 18, and the scribes and the chief priests heard it and sought how they might destroy him, for they feared him because all the people was astonished at his doctrine. And when even was come, he went out of the city. And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter calling to remembrance, saying unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou caused is withered away. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. First go to that street corner, Mount Olives, go there and get the colt. Say what I tell you to say. It happened. Now the fig tree, he spoke to it, we can't eat out of here anymore. Nobody will eat because that would be a corrupted seed. And rebellion will just continue with everyone who ate of that. So put a stop to it. Put a stop to every rebellion. In the name of Jesus. And here Jesus saying, they saw it. These are witnesses. May you see answers to your prayer immediately. May the word of the Lord make itself manifest in your life. In Jesus' name. And Jesus answering, said unto them, have faith in God. Hallelujah. What was Jesus doing there? So faith can see. Faith can speak. Faith can answer. Faith can give solutions. Not for a long time. The next day, they saw the result. The colt, they saw the result the same day. Somebody say, me too. Amen. For verily I say unto you, I'm going to read up to 25 and then I'll stop. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Say amen. Say me too. Why? Jesus said it about the colt from another town. He said it, and what they saw in the other town, the village, was exactly what it is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You shall have what you say. He said it, he had what he said. The disciples also saw it, and they had what they went there for. Somebody shout hallelujah. So this is applicable to us. Say amen. Say amen. He said to the fig tree, die to your roots, wither to your root. Nobody eats from you. The next day, on their way back from their journey, they what? They saw it. I'm sure as they were walking away, that thing immediately said it, the root. That means everything to the root. Generational problems in your family to their roots, from their history. Hear ye the word of the Lord. The things that you are doing against me and my household, you dry up, wither up, and nobody from my generation and my family and my seed shall ever eat of you ever again. In the name of Jesus. If I were you, I would say a big amen. Say amen. Hallelujah. You shall have what you say. I have said it and I will have that. Say amen. So when you come to the house of God, you have been taught how to speak. Say it. The worst thing you can do for yourself is be a mute when you are not a mute. You shall have what? What you say. Somebody, I know what to say. Say, I know what to say. Listen, I can't crank you up. You need to crank your own self up. When you get a revelation and you understand it, you just bust. You can't help but to bust from inside. There is a power that erupts from inside you. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. According to the power that worketh in you, there is a power inside you. It's activated by the word of God. As you hear the word of God, something is happening. They're not only happening here, they're happening even in your village. Hallelujah. 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 If there are cannibals in your village that are trying to eat your head, they will be eating their own family. In the name of Jesus. Say, I'm uneatable. Somebody say, I'm uneatable. Nobody can eat you. They are allergic to you. Somebody shout hallelujah. Before they come around you, they are already in trouble. Somebody shout hallelujah. 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 What did I tell you today? Say hallelujah. The devil will be so vexed. And their cohort say, what are they happy about or shouting hallelujah about? I'm out of here. Yes, you better take a hike. Say amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Two more verses. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. So Jesus did not just start speaking. We know his attitude and his lifestyle is prayer. Takes off in the night when people are snoring and sleeping away, he is praying. Somebody shout hallelujah. Prayer meeting is the one you come corporate prayer, that's just a part. The most important prayer you can pray is that time you spend with God on your own. Say amen. Say amen. Say amen. Verse 25, last verse. And when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. I said 25. I got to close, wrap it properly, 26. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. It is very clear. Say amen. So forgiving people stops any enemy to have a right over you, your prayers will be answered. When you don't forgive, your prayers will not be answered. So nobody can stop. I always say this, you know, I always say there will be no brass and iron over my life. Say amen. Yeah, the heavens will be what? Will be brass, and the earth will be what? Iron. That means heaven, nothing is flowing through. Earth, nothing is coming up. So you will not allow forgiveness to create that for you. Say amen. The heavens will be open. Your days on earth will be as the days of heaven on earth. Why people are waiting to go to heaven, you are enjoying heaven on earth. Say amen. Favor is looking for you right now. Blessing is looking for you right now. Goodness is looking for you right now. Divine health is looking for you right now. Hallelujah. Everything pure and holy becomes your lifestyle. In the name of Jesus, all is well with you and your household. You and your family will serve God. You will have reason to rejoice. Not mourn, but rejoice. In the name of Jesus. But as we have read your word, let it be made manifest in our lives. May we follow you and do what you have asked us to do. We know you will always do your part. May we do our part. In the mighty name of Jesus. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. Lord, we thank you for your mercy that endures forevermore. Bless our offering, our tithes, and our time with you, our worship, our thanksgiving, and everything, and the word of the Lord that is coming to us today. And bless the nation of Israel. Bless Jerusalem and all our nations. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for the word that Mama has shared with us this morning. I'm basically going to continue with it. I was set to bring a different word to us this morning when the Lord got me back to this particular passage, Matthew 21. Matthew 21 is the account of what Mama just read to us. So I'm going to be reflecting on Matthew 21 and Mark 11 this morning. Why is it important? Because today is what traditionally is addressed as Palm Sunday. And so the reading that Mama read to us this morning is a happening today. 2,000 plus years ago. And I venture to think or to say that it is today because there are certain things about 2021 that are not normal. Unique. For example, the three fall festivals, holy days, all happen in 1 month. That's very rare. That you'll have Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot, all in 1 month. That's not normal. It's very, very rare. But that's what we have this year. And I believe that there's something about this year that God is so excited about. Because he said, talking about this year, last year, in January, it's already pointing to 2021. And I believe that this is the year of God's great release into your life and mine. In all these times, I don't remember any time that Mama is going to be reading from a particular passage. I know many times, you know, there's a verse or something, an idea or something that the Lord communicates while she's doing her prayer time that reflects on what I'm going to be saying. But not the same chapter and the same word. The word of God says, let me take it from, come with me to Matthew 21. I'm going to be going back through Matthew 21 and Mark 11. Matthew 21. There is something cooking in the realm of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Something is happening. And when God is doing what he's doing, many times, those who are not sensitive in the spirit miss it. I pray you don't miss it. I pray I don't miss it. It says, and when they drew nigh unto Jerusalem, that word, Jerusalem, means, are you ready for this? The real meaning, you know, We call it the city of peace. But really, the meaning of Jerusalem is set ye double peace. That's the real meaning of that word that we call Jerusalem. Set up, set ye double peace. May God's double peace come upon you now in Jesus' mighty name. Peace in your spirit, peace in your soul, peace in your surroundings. He says, and when they drew nigh unto Jerusalem and were come to Bethphage, that word Bethphage means house of unripe figs. That's what it means. Unripe figs. But God is going to turn that around. You're going to be ripe. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Unripe figs are not sweet. Mm-mm. That's worthy of being spat out. God says here, he says, when they drew nigh unto Jerusalem, that place of double peace, that place where God has set double peace, and were come to Bethphage, the place of unripe figs. And in Mark, he says, and unto Bethany. Bethany, in Mark 11, chapter 1, Bethany means house of misery or house of dates. That's your choice. Which one are you going to choose? Dates or misery? I like it when God gives you a word and it has two meanings. Because it's like God saying to you, is this cup half empty or half full? Which direction do you think this is going? Down or up? And the way you look at life determines how you approach life. in this place of the double, he sends his disciples. He says, onto the Mount of Olives. The Mount of Olives is a mount where the olive trees are growing, and they have the olive press, and where you get the olive oil and all of that, the place of crushing. But out of that crushing comes this beautiful, beautiful, amazing oil that was used to anoint kings. So in one sense, it was a place of crushing, but it was a place of unction. God wants to turn our stories around. And today I want to be on the God side of this thing. Because he came to take my pain so I can receive his bliss. Hallelujah. Makoto Bosharata. We call this Passion Week. Passion has two meanings. Passion meant his death. But when you think about the word passion, you think about the exuberance of emotions, joyful emotions and expressions. One thing meant death, but life to the other. I give him my death, and I take his life. Hallelujah. He says, then sent Jesus two disciples. Said unto them, go into the village over against you, and straightway ye shall find an ass. Watch this. Remember, we talked about Jerusalem, place of double peace. There's a lot of doubles here. He says, you shall find an ass tied and a colt with her. Mark tells us of only one. The one that Jesus wanted to use. But God is saying, no, I don't just want this one that I want to use. I want everybody around this one that I want to use to be free too. I believe God for supernatural release for every one of us in this house today. Everyone listening to my voice, that miracles will break forth in your life like never before. You shall find an ass tied and a colt with her. Loose them. Loose them. Loose them. I'm part of that them. Hallelujah. 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 He said, loose them and bring them unto me. Is he going to ride on both of them? No. But what God does for one, God does for another. If God, you bless any man on the earth today, bless me too. If you are going to use anyone today, use me too. If you're going to prosper anybody today, prosper me too. Whatever God is doing in the earth, I don't want to be outside of it. I want to be part of it. Somebody shout hallelujah. It says, bring them unto me. In Mark 11, chapter 11, and beginning to read from verse 1. We read these words, and when they came nigh to Jerusalem unto Bethphage and Bethany, at the Mount of Olives, he sendeth forth two of his disciples. Verse 2. and said unto them, go your way into the village over against you. It's a village over against you. See, that word against is an interesting word. Against in this sense meant ahead or across from you. But against means something that is contradictory to you. If I'm against you, I'm opposing you. And so the Word of God is giving us words to give us a perspective on the duplicities of life, the complexities. He says there's a village. And that's God's way of saying, listen, whatever problem you're facing is not a city problem. It's a small problem. No matter how big it is, to me, it's a village problem. And those from Africa saying, village problem, that's a big problem. My village people, they're cooking up something. But whatever it is, it is a small thing. And watch this. It says, and as soon as ye be entered into it, as soon as you enter into that village, as soon as you enter into that thing that's standing against you, as soon as you enter into it, you are going to find a colt tied. The message is interesting here. Yes, we're telling a story, but God is saying something to us. I want you to understand in the realms of the Spirit that the problem, you are going to find the problem that is the solution. The problem has a problem, but the problem that has a problem is the solution. And the wisdom of God operating in you and I is this, that we understand that problems have embedded in them solutions. That the problem that you're facing is a problem that's about to promote you. Don't run away from problems. Who sees a Goliath and thinks that a Goliath is a source of promotion? You want to run away. But who will know a David without a Goliath? Nobody knows you until you have solved a problem. But God wants to use you and I as keys to resolving issues. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You shall find a colt. It says the colt is tied. And then it says, whereon never man sat. Mark tells us this. Matthew doesn't tell us that. But Mark tells us, it says, the colt, nobody has ever ridden, sat on that colt. It says, loose him and bring him. Matthew tells us about the donkey. That's a person that's been around. See, many times when God sets you free, he doesn't just set you free for just setting you free. He sets you free and gives you companionship. You know, somebody that knows the road. You see, that donkey has been around town and saw the dog Bingo that wants to bite everybody. And as they are going together, I can hear the donkey saying to the colt, he said, over there, there's a dog called Bingo. Don't ever go that way because that dog is crazy. God brings experience around you. You see, but the experience, watch this. The colt and the donkey were tied together. It doesn't say that the colt or the donkey had never been ridden. That means that there were so many times that that colt was tied with that donkey when somebody came and loosed the donkey and walked away. And every time somebody was coming, it was expecting that maybe today will be my turn. Maybe today is going to be my turn. Maybe this time somebody's going to come and touch me and rub my back. Maybe somebody is going to come and brush me today. But nobody bothered. They always went for the donkey. And you can live your life and see people experiencing their own miracles and you wonder, when is it going to be my turn? And you can become jealous and envious of what's happening with somebody else. Listen, child of God, let me tell you something right now. It may have been their days many times before, but God has been saving you for a special moment. God still waits to choose you for a special reason. So here's this colt tied, limited. I love this passage, and I think I've preached so many times from this passage, but each time I'm preaching about it, I see something new. If there's a passage of scripture I've preached from most in my life, I will think this particular passage. I must have preached from this passage no less than 10 or 12 times through the years. But every time I see something new out of it. And when Mama was speaking today, I saw something new out of the passage that she was reading from. Because the Word of God is so deep. You can't unearth everything in here. It says, loose him. Bring him. Bring him. You know, I can see that colt tied to that tree. When the other donkey had been taken off. The other ass has been taken out. I can see it just fidgeting and just confused and moving around to see if it can go free. But every time as it tries to go free, just to be like everybody else, the other horses and donkeys and cats and chickens and ducks and whatever else walking down the street, it wants to do whatever it is they were doing. And when it tries to do it, choked until it is strained and limited. I remember the Western movies that I used to watch. I should watch another one soon, one of these days. I don't think I've watched one of those movies for decades. But I should watch John Wayne riding into town, and they'll bring their horses, you know, to this saloon or whatever it is, you know, and they just throw the rope over some stick. They don't even bother tying it up. And the horse just stays there. It's like, what? What's wrong with this horse? Go! Leave! You're free! No, but it's been trained. It has been broken to believe in a limitation. And though it is free, and loose to go, it can't go because it has been bound in its mind. So can you imagine that colt? trying to do whatever it is that everybody else is doing and choking. And it knows now it's trained that if you go 6 feet, that's too much. But one day it went around the tree. And now the rope is gone around that tree and it thinks it can still go 6 feet and it goes 2.5 feet. How frustrating can that be? When things, instead of getting better, getting worse, when you thought you were making some move and you saw another part of the place, you're stuck. It's so easy to be broken in your spirit and to believe in limitations, and especially when other people are breaking out and they are moving and they are doing whatever, they are galloping all over the place, and when they come, they start shaking themselves and making you look really, 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 really bad. You know, isn't it so annoying when people start telling you the testimonies of what God did for them? And you still waiting for yours? I'm just looking at this from that cult's perspective. Because that cult's perspective is my perspective, it's your perspective. Everybody else is doing well. Look at other people's children, how amazing they're doing. This one is this, and that one is that, and that one is doing this, and that one is doing that. And they come and they rub it on your face. And you start thinking, I'm the worst parent there ever was. What qualifies me to be a parent? My kids are a total mess. And they come in and telling me about, oh, my child just had a scholarship. And you look at your kid, and he's drooling from one side of his mouth. You say, oh, shh. That's when you want to start prophesying doom into your own life. If there's something I want you to understand and receive in your life today, is this, that your circumstance does not determine you, not now, not ever. Don't open your mouth to curse yourself. Don't open your mouth to curse your family, curse your children, because something is not happening that you think should be happening right now. The story is this, that when Jesus, our Lord, was going to go through his last journey, he did not leave anything undone that needed to be done. I don't know if you heard what I said. He did not leave anything undone that needed to be done. This was something that needed to be done. You say, what do you mean? Well, you see, the cult was there, but did not know that centuries before, that there was a prophetic statement about it, well before it was ever born. Zechariah chapter 9 and verse 9. Zechariah chapter 9 and verse 9 tells us the story of this cult. Zechariah chapter 9, the book of Zechariah chapter 9 and verse 9. Hear what the word of God says. It says, rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, thy king cometh unto thee. Hallelujah. He is just and having salvation. He is just and he has salvation. Lowly and riding upon an ass and upon a colt, the foal of an ass. That was a prophetic statement about it already. Hundreds of years before this colt was ever born. And now that it is born, the devil wants it to think that it is a nobody, a nothing, useless. Nobody cares about you. Nobody loves you. You must be very ugly. You are not talented. You're weak. You are unstable. That's why nobody is touching you. You are this and you are that. But it's a lie. It's a lie. It's a lie. God has a prophetic word about my life, and I will fulfill my destiny. No matter what the devil says, no matter what men say, what God says about me shall come to pass. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. I have a destiny. God has a plan for my life. I will fulfill the purpose of God, even if it is for one day. My one day is coming. You may have 1,000 days, but one day with God. Oh, my God. I just need one day. God, give me my one day. Nobody knows about the other donkeys. But we know about this one. We know about this one. And everywhere where the scripture is read today concerning Palm Sunday, they are going to be reading about this one. There were horses. But we don't know about the horses. We know about this colt, the foal of an ass. Mark 11. Tells us. It says, they found the colt, watch this now, tied by the door. Tied by the door. Matthew doesn't give us this detail. That's why I want to go at both passages of scripture, because one gives us some things that the other doesn't give to us. Matthew tells us it was not just one. There were two animals. It was tied by the door. Can you imagine how frustrating it is to see the door and see people coming in and out? And you can't. That silly dog called Champion, whatever its name was, just dashes in and goes through that door. Just like that. It's a dog. I'm bigger than it. And it runs, and that cat is doing what I cannot do. Everybody is doing what I cannot do. It's going through that door, and I can't. But watch this, it gets even worse. Tied by the door without. That's that word again, without, is having a double meaning here. Without means not to have something. But without here means that it was outside. In a place where what? Two ways met. This is the place of options. You can go this way or you can go that way. It has options. Have you ever been in a situation where you have an idea, but you don't have the resources to bring your idea to fruition, and some guy, not as smart as you, comes and does it because they have the money? Two ways met. You can go this way, you can go that way. But when you try, you're stuck. But the Lord saw it. The Lord saw it. The Lord saw this colt. And he didn't see it because he had binoculars. He didn't see it because he was close by it. He was some distance away and yet saw it. I want you to go there into that village, two of you, go there. And when you get there, loose that colt and bring him. But he sent two because he also knew there was a donkey, an ass there that needed to be released too. God will always send what you need to solve the problem. Amen? God never comes to a place and says, oops, I left my wrench. I need to go back home and get a wrench. He has all the tools he needs for the job to be done. Amen? Hallelujah. That's why I strongly believe that if God ever gives me an idea to do something, he has the resources that I need to get it done. And I've seen it happen in this house. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. I have an idea. Can we do this? Pastor, I think that's going to be difficult to do. But we'll check it out. And, we figured it out. Because the tools necessary to do whatever needs to be done is right here. Glory be to God. What you need for your life is around you. It's not far away. So he sent two, and they came, and they saw, and they released them. But he also told them, you're going to have a challenge. What is it, sir? Somebody's going to ask you, why are you losing that animal? Tell them the Lord has need of it. Tell them the Lord has need of it. Just bear with me for a moment. You have a nice, beautiful Rolls Royce in your driveway and top of the line, fully loaded. And you've got a Mercedes Benz that you drive around all the time. Not bad, it's fully loaded also. Nice vehicle. And one day, while you are there, you see some guys show up. And they go into your car. that you've not even written yet. They open the car and they want to drive it away. And you say, hey, what do you think you're doing? Where do you think you're taking that car to? You came here to steal my car? And the guy says, no. What do you mean, no? You're sitting in the car and you're about to drive it away. And the guy says, well, really, the Lord needs the car. How far do you think they're going to go? So the miracle is that these guys actually let the car, the colt leave. You know the reason why you are going to leave all that mess behind and walk out of that mess and fulfill your destiny? Do you know why? Because the Lord has need of you, and no devil in hell can stop you. Nothing is going to stop you fulfilling your destiny. I don't care how many words they've spoken into your life and how many abuses you have received, how they have trashed you and humiliated you. God has a plan. Hallelujah. God has a plan. And it's simple. He has need of you. He has need of me. And because he needs me, I have to prosper. Praise God. I have no choice but to prosper. Glory be to God. I don't know if you heard what I just said. God, you know, you need a prophet, and I am barren. Give me the child, you got your prophet. You need a prophet, I'll be the one that you're going to use to produce that prophet. God, you need finances in your church? You know what to do. Just do it. Just bless me and you got it. We don't have to go looking for it. Bless me. This is how you get ahead. But when you are tight-fisted, you are not there saying, God, if you have a problem, I'm the solution. Use me. God wants to resolve a lot of issues. And he needs a body. He needs a vessel to fill. Are you going to be that vessel that God will fill and use? The colt was not an experienced colt. Doesn't know how to carry anybody. But it was going to experience a new life. New sensations that it had not experienced before. Why? God needed it. This is a season. You know, I don't know if Mama got to look at it yet, but a man of God that I respect sent me a word last night, a prophetic statement. Normally he writes he's one of the best writers I've come across. Whatever it is that I've seen him put down in writing just pulls you in and you just want to read everything. But this time, he writes, and I think he was writing so fast that he was mixing up words and stuff, but you could get the picture of what he was saying. It was a strong prophetic statement. I got it. I read it a second time. I read it a third time. I forwarded it to Mama. Because part of the prophetic word had to do with her also. And this is the idea that God wants to use people that feel they have not been used yet. You're thinking, God, when is it going to be my turn? God is saying, it's your turn now. It's your turn. I'm balancing everything. He's going to balance everything. He's going to level the playing field. And he's going to use your life. He's going to use my life. We are going to reach a world that is hungry for something. They don't know what, but God has a special menu that he has set apart for this particular season. And it's about to be released into your life and through your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me wrap up. They bring the colt, and the Bible says, people start throwing their jackets on the colt. And then they start throwing jackets and cutting branches of trees and strewing them all over the road. And here's this little colt. Jesus comes and hops on its back, and it does not throw him off. There's a spirit of humility. You see, many times we say, God, use me, God, use me. I want to be used. I want to be like everybody else. And when God tries to do anything, we self-sabotage. You will not self-sabotage in Jesus' name. The miracle that God did was that he was able to break that donkey, that little colt, instantaneously. What will take months and years to accomplish, God will accomplish in a moment. Amen. Hallelujah. In a moment. None of us here are going to struggle to figure out, how am I going to do ministry? How is this going to happen? How is that going to happen? If God fills this place to the overflow and tomorrow we are 20,000, 50,000, 100,000 people all congregating, we will not miss a bit. Did you hear what I said? We'll not miss a bit. What are we going to do? No, that's not going to happen. You know why it's not going to happen? Because the grace and the insight, the wisdom, all that is necessary to match in the new level, in the new dimension, will be bestowed immediately. Hallelujah. So we must not be afraid of whatever it is God has ordained and planned to do. He's going to do a quick work. Hallelujah. He's going to do a quick work. I don't know who this is for. But the Lord says that someone, I don't know who it is, but it's right here or online, but you are going to be thrust into a new environment, a new position. And as soon as you come into the organization, you're going to shoot right through to the top. You're going to shoot right through to the top, and it's nothing that you really can address as something that you have the experience for. You don't have the experience, but you right here, receive it in the mighty name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So here is this colt. Materials thrown on it. Branches all over the place. And Jesus is riding on top of it. It is easy for the colt to now start thinking, all of this is for me. look at how special I am. No, you're only as special as the one riding you. All the accolades were not for the colt. It was for the one who was riding it. And the honor and the glory that is going to be bestowed upon you in the days to come is not about you on the basis of what you have done, on the basis of your experience, on the basis of anything. It's just going to be because God has elected to use your life. Therefore, give all the glory and the honor to Him. Amen? Just do that. And God is going to use several people in magnificent ways. But let's know from whence we got what we got. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you ready to step into your new dimension? Because God is ready for you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Bow your heads with me. Stop here. Heavenly Father, our awareness is founded on your integrity. A God who knows us better than we know ourselves. We receive all the necessary workings of grace to abide under the shadow of your glory. Recognizing, O God, that the challenges of the past years, past experiences, were just that, but they were set up so that we can be pure and holy before you, worthy to be the ones that carry the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We present ourselves, O God, to you. Say, Lord, have your way. Look no further. We present ourselves unto you as vessels of honor because of your grace. If you're going to use anyone, Lord, use me. Father, I just stretch out these hands, O God, upon your people. Minister to them by your Spirit. You said through Moses and Aaron to Pharaoh, let my people go, that they might serve me. Today I declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that everyone, every man, every woman, every boy and every girl hearing my voice right now, that they be released from the deceptive workings of the enemy, that all chains of limitation be broken, that your people may serve you in spirit and in truth. Thank you, God, for your everlasting word. Honor your name. Use your people. Transform their lives. Let everyone, O God, testify of your goodness. Let my people go that they may serve me. Satan, let God's people go. The Lord has need of everyone. You cannot hold them back. You cannot keep them down. You cannot limit them anymore. Yes, they have a door. Yes, they have two roads meeting in one place. But it is not all of those desires that champion their lives anymore. It is this one solitary goal that the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords rides them. Ride us, Lord. What we thought was important has now become dung. All we want now is that you will ride on us triumphantly, and that your name be exalted forever. And all of God's people together in agreement said, yes and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 God is good. Well, at this time, we're going to honor God with our giving. As you honor God with your giving to this morning, and prepare yourself to celebrate His goodness in your life this evening, I encourage you to give by the wisdom and directive of the Lord. We're going to share in communion together. Mama is going to come and join me, but I just want you to reflect on these two statements found in Exodus chapter 8. In Exodus chapter 8, verse 1. The word of the Lord says, and the Lord spake unto Moses, go unto Pharaoh, and say unto him, thus saith the Lord, let my people go, that they may serve me. In verse 8, he says, then Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron and said, entreat the Lord that he may take away the frogs from me and from my people, and I will let the people go. And watch this. I will let the people go that they may do what? Sacrifice unto the Lord. Even Pharaoh recognized that going to serve God, being free to go serve God, was being free to do sacrifice. You cannot separate that. If you serve God, you have to be one who brings sacrifices. Amen? So I want you to give sacrificially today by the directives of what God is asking of you. Praise the Lord. Your life is not going to be the same. I know that. Don't remain the same way you have been all these years. because this is the year of change. Amen? God is making covenant with you. Step into that realm. Are you ready? Awesome. Come. Honor God. And Mama, come. If you don't have your communion elements, please raise your hand and an usher will come to you. As we take of this body, we do it in remembrance of the Lord. The Lord Himself said, God needed a body, and He made Himself that body that God was going to use to save every one of us. And that same God speaks to us. He says, I have need of you. I want to use your life. It's remarkable that God's need for the cult was the dream and the desire of the cult to also be used. Let your desire meet with God's need. Amen? Let me say that again. Let your desire match up with God's need. He wanted water, but what the woman at the well needed was water that will satisfy her for the rest of our life, for eternity. Whatever it is that you are craving, God is going to use. So take of this body and eat. In Jesus' name. Amen.
No longer function in your life. That you truly enjoy God and all that God has for you.
Yes.
Father, I pray right now for everyone who hears the sound of my voice, for their families, for every root cause of any issue that has been planted by the devil in their family. We command every one of them to die to their roots.
Amen.
Be it sickness, be it lack, be it poverty, be it relationship issue, be it career or job or business, whatever it is. Every evil setup of the enemy and its roots. Like the fig tree that Jesus said no man eat out of no more. May none of us that is hearing this word right now and this prayer right now, never eat of any of those devilish things again.
In Jesus' name.
in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Die to your roots.
Amen.
You have no power over any one of us. We enjoy God's presence. We enjoy His words. We obey His voice.
Yes.
We enjoy the benefits that comes from God.
Oh, Father God.
He is our life.
Yes, Father.
Somebody say, He is my life.
He is my light.
He is my provider.
He is my provider.
He is the lover of my soul.
He is the lover of my soul.
He is my God.
He is my God.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Have your way in my life.
Have your way in my life.
Write my life.
Write my life.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus, Jesus' name.
Blood of Jesus speaks better things than that of Abel. We have spoken the word of the Lord, and this blood, as we take of it, Jesus said, "This is my blood." As we take of this now, they speak these great things of the Lord over our lives. We are healthy. We are wealthy. We are blessed. We are the children of the Most High God. And His everlasting covenant is functioning and manifesting in our lives. We and our household. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Take and drink.
Praise the Lord. Those three young ladies right there, could you just come up to the front here? I have a word for you. Yeah, the three of you. You too. To say to you, normally you'll speak to a particular person, but I don't know how you all three are connected, but he said that if you continue in his word, he is going to surprise you, that his hand is on your life, and that he's going to flip what the enemy meant for evil, he's going to flip it around and cause your lives to flourish. God has a very specific agenda for your lives. You did not come here by accident. You're not here by accident.
Are you your mother?
That's your friend.
Yeah.
That's your friend.
You're not here by accident. But he's saying, continue in my word, and I'm going to reveal myself to you. And God calls the them. God has great things in store for you. The devil has been acting, but God says, I'm going to flip it. What the enemy meant for evil, he's going to flip it around, and it's going to become a different story. God is going to open your eyes, and you're going to see things that other people don't see. And you're going to speak with deep wisdom the things of God in the days to come. But the same key thing, you have to continue. This is what I have for you. But you got to keep on following so I can bring you to that place. You got to let Him. Okay? And be blessed. Be blessed. God knows you, sees you. You guys are not connected by chance. This is a God thing. didn't become friends because God brought you together. Encourage each other. Okay? God bless you.
The package you have for their lives, may they take them home.
Jesus,
the goodness of God, the favor of God, the word of the Lord, and the new dimension of greatness that you are putting them in now, that they will walk in it.
Protect.
In the name of Jesus.
Protect.
Every hindrance is removed.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus,
Jesus,
watch over them and keep them safe.
Jesus.
And let the word of God
Jesus.
Function in their lives.
Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Jesus name.
Amen.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Amen.
We'll
and somebody out there say, me too.
Me too. This sister right there, the one with the mask. Yes, could you please come?
With the jacket, yes.
Yeah. Be her answer, Lord. Be her answer, Father. Be answer to her. In the name of Jesus, Lord God Almighty, see this one. Reveal yourself to her. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless you.
Be healed.
Amen.
Be restored.
Amen.
Be made whole.
Amen.
Strength to your entire system.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Be blessed.
Amen.
Amen. God bless
praise
you.
God. God bless you.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you. Somebody say me too. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Tonight we'll meet at 6:30. It's a special celebration, so we're going to treat it as that. So we're going to come back at 6:30. But I want everyone here to understand this. God has an appointment with you. And he is going to fill your order. Amen? Hallelujah. God is going to fill your order. Your need will be met. Trust him. Be blessed and be highly favored of the Lord. We'll see you tonight. Yes? Oh. Okay, can you put the video back up or the flyer for the Good God? I think it is April the 2nd to the 4th, 6:30 every night. That's starting this Friday the 2nd to
Sunday.
Yes.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
6:30 p.m. Amen. God bless you. We love and appreciate you guys. It's amazing. I was watching her walk up and she's so tall. I said, look at what COVID did.
And the other children.
Yeah, everybody's so grown. Wow, it's amazing. Thank God for every one of you. Enjoy the goodness of the Lord. See you tonight.
Quickly say hello.
Yes, let's say hello to the Zoom people.